Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Joseph from Bellevue is. Joseph, are you there?
I'm here.
Joseph, now you told me off air that you did not listen to the cheat sheet. Is that correct?
I did not, but I got that early birthday energy.
Yes, because...
Oh, EBE.
When is your birthday?
January 19th.
Yeah! Yay! The best day in the entire year to be born, Joseph.
Yep.
Joseph.
Way.
What are you doing Sunday night? You should come party and celebrate your birthday with Tyron Daly and the rest of us.
You know it.
Woo-woo,
Tony V's in Everett. Tyron's 40th Sunday night.
Yeah.
And now Joseph's birthday as well.
It's Tyron and Joseph's birthday
party. Right.
All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Goodbye.
For those playing at home, Joseph has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I was born ready.
Yeah. In which game do you receive $200 when you pass go?
Monopoly.
Correct. What did the lion want most in The Wizard of Oz?
A heart. No, courage.
Yes. The first colony was founded in what U.S. state?
Boston.
No.
Massachusetts.
No.
Virginia.
Correct. What is the name of Beyonce's country album?
Pass.
What is Mike's last name in Monsters, Inc.?
Wazowski.
Yes. What does the score of love equal in tennis?
Repeat.
What does the score of love equal in tennis?
Zero.
Yes. When you're standing on the South Pole, any other direction you point is in which direction?
North.
Correct. East, yes. Jason Bateman plays Marty Bird on what TV show?
Pass.
Amethyst is a shade of what color?
Blue.
No.
Pass.
How many books are in the Harry Potter series?
7.
Correct. What is the name 8. Of Beyonce's country album?
I don't know.
Joseph?
I know the Amethyst one. I know the Amethyst one. Purple.
Ooh. Do we give him an early birthday present?
Should we?
I mean, you know me.
We're
I'm
doing
all about
it.
The listener.
Okay, Joseph.
Yeah.
I'm giving it to you, so that means you got 8 correct. I feel like... That might be the decision maker.
We'll see.
EBE.
Yeah. Hey, Joseph, are you? So I'm obviously turning 40 on Sunday. Are you celebrating a big milestone birthday? Is there like a 5 or a 0 at the end?
One away, 39.
Nice.
Also, can I just say, Steve?
Yes.
We have a handicapped man in here today with sunglasses on, and you're going to do him like that?
I have a bad eye.
He has bad eye.
That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say.
Absolutely. I'm a birthday whore, so if it's close or around your birthday, I'm going to give you all the love and attention.
Are you?
Here we go.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
In which game do you receive $200 when you pass go?
Which game? Monopoly.
Correct.
Tatum won, and I'm like, why?
What did the lion want most dog in The Wizard of Oz? Ooh. The dog is cute. What did
Courage.
The lion... Wow, correct. The first colony was founded in what U.S. state?
New Hampshire.
No.
New York.
No.
Pennsylvania.
No. What is the name of Beyonce's country album?
Miss Carter.
No.
Mrs. Carter?
No.
Oh. Carter sings country?
No. What is Mike's last name in Monsters, Inc.?
Mike Monster?
No.
Mike Inc.?
No.
Mike Monster Inc.?
No. What does the score of love equal in tennis?
Zero.
Correct. When you're standing on the South Pole, any other direction you point is in which direction?
North?
Correct.
Nice.
Jason Bateman plays Marty Bird on what TV show?
Ozark?
Wow, yes. Amethyst is a shade of what color?
Pink.
No.
Purple.
Yes. How many books are in the Harry Potter series?
Six.
No.
Nine.
That's nice, but no.
Eight.
No. Steve, you got six correct, which is a loss. 8-6.
Happy birthday, Joseph.
Woo-hoo! Happy birthday to you, too. Woohoo. EBE.
EBE, baby. Yep.
See you on Sunday. So even if I hadn't given Joseph a little extra birthday point.
How much extra birthday love?
Just one point.
Just one.
Just one.
So it would have been a tie game then.
No.
It would have been 7-6. You still would have lost.
He answered it way late.
And oh.
I'm like, oh, give it to him. We should give it to him.
And I did. But it doesn't even matter. Wow, Steve, I just want to say you really should have been listening to that cheat sheet. The first colony was founded in the U.S. was, Joseph got correct, Virginia.
Uh-huh.
You both didn't know name of Beyonce's country album. You were right with Carter.
Cowboy Carter.
Cowboy Carter.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Not Miss Carter.
No. And he also knew that Mike's last name in Monsters, Inc. is Wazowski.
Aye.
And how many books are in the Harry Potter series? He also knew, which is seven.
Seven.
Yeah, he danced all around it.
If I had one more guess, I would have went there.
Yeah, and then maybe it could have been argued for a tie, but you lost anyway, so congrats. Thanks.
On Sunday, our Beat Migs champion, Joseph, will be turning 39, and I will be turning 40. And wow. I want you to celebrate with me and the rest of the crew here on the Daily Migs Show at Tony V's.
What is it? Lordy, lordy, Taryn's turning 40.
Oh, God. It doesn't seem, even looking at the number printed, it doesn't seem real, Steve. I'm 28 forever.
Okay.
28 forever.
I try and tell myself that, too.
This Sunday, we're going to be in Everett at Tony V's from 7 to 11. Hope you can make it out, Rockaholics. Yesterday, something happened after the show where Migs, Danny, and Sarah have been giving me a hard time ever since.
Yes, we're very disappointed in you.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's new. We want your opinion on this, Rockaholics. 206-803-ROCK. Give us a call, and we will chat with you after Pearl Jam.
The Daily Migs Show.
Yesterday, something happened after the show where Migs, Danny, and Sarah, you all ended up giving me a hard time, and it has now moved into today. I'm still getting that hard time from you.
And it would be great to get the Rockaholics' 2 cents on this, 206-803-ROCK, 206-803-ROCK. Give us a call. We'll tell you what happened, and we just want to get your reaction. So you pulled, I mean, you basically pulled the ultimate workplace Irish exit. During one of our, we had a big meeting yesterday after the show, and it was like our big boss was here, and everybody, I mean, you know, a lot of people are working from home that aren't on the air. Even some people on the air are working from home sometimes, but everybody was at the in the building for this big meeting. We're having lunch, and it's good to see everybody, and we're sitting there, and the meeting's going on, and everyone's doing their thing, and then all of a sudden, I look over, and Taryn's just gone. And apparently you told Sarah that you were going to the bathroom.
Which I did.
Okay, I'm glad that you were being honest about that part. And I'm like, well, where is she? Where is she? Because it finally ended. I'm like, oh, cool. It's lunchtime now. We're all going to get lunch. And you decided to just go to the bathroom and never come back.
Yeah. Well, that's technically not exactly what happened. I did say I needed to go to the bathroom. I did go to the bathroom. And then I came back and I stood in the back of the room for a couple more minutes.
Sure you did.
And I watched. And then I left. Because I had a very important appointment to get to.
A very important... What was that appointment for?
I was getting my eyelashes done. It's my birthday this weekend, Steve. I needed to have my lashes looking, you know, popping off.
So you scheduled a lash appointment on a day of a meeting?
Danny, I scheduled the lash appointment weeks ago, and then our boss put the meeting on the calendar.
Wow.
Do you know how hard it is to reschedule a lash appointment with little notice?
If anyone knows, it's yours truly. I respect that. No, I'm kidding. I don't have any idea.
I tried my best to move the appointment. I pushed it back 30 minutes.
I don't care that you went to a last appointment, to be honest. I just don't understand why you couldn't tell us that you were leaving. Like, yeah. Did you think we were going to hold you down?
I mean, I eventually texted you what the deal was.
Yeah, well, you were already gone. You're like, oh, by the way, I didn't go to the bathroom. I actually left.
But I actually didn't even get your review of how the lunch was, because it's not like I was going to take lunch and leave.
Oh, you know, I'm surprised you didn't.
I wasn't going to walk, while everybody's still in the meeting, walk to the kitchen, get the lunch, and then leave. So I was hungry all day yesterday.
I would have respected you more if you did that. If all of a sudden you just went over there and it was like euros, and you just put together a euro and just deuces and left. That would have been amazing.
Well, I was very hungry during my lash appointment.
Someone texted in 206-803-ROCK, and they said, no, you absolutely should have told your coworkers that you were leaving.
No. I literally was, like, waiting for you.
Well, I was going to come back down, but then when I came back from the bathroom, I realized this meeting is not ending anytime soon. So then I didn't want to go sit down again.
You could have sat back down. You could have been like, hey, Sarah, I'm actually going to leave, you know, so you're not waiting for me. That would have been nice.
Were you worried that, like, one of us would raise our hand and say, Taryn has to leave, so...
Yes!
Can we wrap this meeting up?
You guys are absolutely the type of people that would humiliate me publicly. It happens every day.
Are you an Irish exit type of person, like in social situations?
The older I get, the more I am. Because the goodbye tour takes too long.
It does. It depends. Obviously, family stuff. I feel like you'll never live it down if you don't say goodbye to everyone in the family. But if I'm going, like, your party, I'll probably be like, I'm going to the bathroom and you guys will never see me again.
Now you see him, now you don't.
Yeah.
I also like how you asked if she's the Irish exit type of person when somebody last year on this exact show decided that she was just going to leave and walk home to Stanwood from Capitol Hill without telling anyone.
In all fairness, she was so drunk, she probably had no idea what she was doing in that situation.
Still Irish exit.
Yeah,
Didn't tell anyone.
You know what? Shout out to the Irish for giving me my favorite way to leave a party ever.
Danny, do you make it a point to say goodbye to everybody?
It depends on the situation. But probably not. I mean, you know what, Steve? Give me the look. We should have a code word for Sunday.
Okay.
Because we're both going to Irish exit from Taryn's birthday.
I'll just ask you if you want to go to the bathroom with me.
Cool, yeah.
And then never come back.
And
you know what? I would respect that.
I feel like Sarah of this group is someone who will never leave without saying goodbye to everyone because she needs that pomp and circumstance.
She wants everyone to have the opportunity to say goodbye to her.
Yes, because everybody wants that opportunity. No. And I hate Irish exiters. I hate all
Why?
Of you. I hate it. I think it's so incredibly rude. In any situation, whether you're out someone's party, whether you're not even going to say bye to the host.
No.
Like on Saturday, you're not, or Sunday, you're not even going to say bye to Taryn.
No,
like,
she's going to be so
rude.
Wasted. She won't even remember anyway.
Whether she's wasted or not.
I'll send her a text before I leave. I get in my car and be like, hey, great party. See you Tuesday.
Oh, I won't.
You won't. Yeah. That's
I'll do
the
it on
problem.
The group thread. All you have to do is then like it, and then we're fine.
That's good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
When I go out with my friends, and well, now I know that they're Irish goodbye. So if they vanish, listen, you're an adult. You're on you, you know? But, like, sometimes people vanish, and they, like, I get worried about them.
Oh,
are you okay?
Would you think I got kidnapped?
Yes!
As
or you got lost
them.
Or something. But now, if you Irish exit and something happens to you, that's on you, dude. I'm not going to say, are you okay? Are you alive?
Yeah, I believe that was the premise of Taken 6.
Yeah.
Liam Neeson was doing an Irish exit and they stole him.
Right?
Somebody said, my husband loves to do the Irish exit. I absolutely hate it. So here, this lady over here is on your page.
Thank you. My husband hates it too. So, because it does take a while.
It takes forever.
And then you get stuck in a conversation.
There have been times where I'm like, I got to say goodbye. And I look, I'm like, well, I wanted to leave by 11. So I should probably start saying goodbye by 10. Because I know, like, you know, it's going, not that it'll take an hour, but you just never know if, like, all of a sudden somebody's got a great story they want to share with you. You're like, oh, crap. Okay.
Now you're chatter trapped.
Now I'm 45 minutes later than I originally planned.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth it, though.
I will say it's good being with somebody like Sarah, like when she's trying to goodbye, because she'll say goodbye and you could just keep walking. She does it literally to me every day at the office. Like, people will engage her in conversation. I'm like, hey, bye. And I just keep walking.
Yeah, and I think you're hella rude.
Wait, did you make it a point to say goodbye to everyone at work before you leave for the day?
Yes. I mean, there's like 5 people here, okay? It's not that, like, crazy.
Sometimes I'll see a coworker who's kind of near the door and I'll go the other way around just so I can go without having to talk.
No, I want to wish Miles and Thrill a good show. I want to say hi to our boss if he's here.
Wow.
What is this weird voice thing that you're doing?
Because it's always this voice. Hi, guys.
You sound like a weird Disney princess.
Yeah.
Some of Some of my fellow North Enders, some folks in Skagit County, have been losing it over this bad smell that has been taking over their town. So people have now taken to social media to complain about this smell. So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
The social media page Skagit Breaking had a user post this little caption on their page about a smell. Here is what they wrote, and it is going to be read to us by our dear friend AI Snoop Dogg.
Anyone getting that foul odor on Cook Road?
It's weed. Snoop Dogg.
Sorry. Anyone getting that foul odor on Cook Road? Smells like death for the last couple days and getting worse. Doesn't smell like manure. It smells like a dead, bloated cow. Can smell it from the railroad tracks to District Line Road, and now it's coming into my office at work next to Burlington Hill.
That's right. Snoop Dogg does work over in Skagit County.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, duh. Silly me.
So the responses to this post have been amazing. Nobody really knows what the source of this is. So we're going to go straight to the comments and try to find out.
Yep, we sent this post and sent them out to our production director, Jason, said, hey, find your favorite comments, reenact them however you want, just to point out how people get crazy on social media. And there are plenty of comments about this post. Are you ready for the first one?
Yes.
Dude, I drove through it and almost gagged. For real.
You know, Washington has lots of random places that have random smells. Remember the old Tacoma, the aroma of Tacoma, which is in the, what, the paper mills?
Yep.
From back in the day? Where
it's still there a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everett would have a little stench going on from time to time. Even Stanwood, we call it fresh country air.
Let's not forget our favorite stench, which is when you go to White River Amphitheater to go see a band play, and around like 9 o'clock at night, the sweet scent of cow manure just kind of works its way through the entire fairgrounds or the venue to the point where usually the band will even be like, hey, what's that smell? I think it was Godsmack that like stopped down and we're just like, okay, what's going on? And then finally someone's like yelling, it's cow poop. You're like, what?
Where are we?
What is happening here?
Rotting Brussels sprouts, guaranteed. I used to live surrounded by the rotting fields, and it gets significantly worse after a freeze.
There were a lot of comments about the fact that I guess I didn't even realize that there's people farming. Are you farming? I'm sorry, I don't mean to be insulting to the farm. Are you farming Brussels sprouts?
I think
or just
Brussels,
growing them?
Brussels sprouts, I mean, I would assume that they're pretty hardy, but I don't know that they like grow in the winter.
Well, I mean, a lot of people are saying that's what the stench is. It's just rotting, mainly Brussels sprouts, but other vegetables.
Ew.
Yeah.
It can't be worse than the downtown Seattle sidewalks, though.
No, thanks. Nothing smells worse than the downtown Seattle sidewalks.
But that's just Steve.
Thank you. Just, you know, marking my territory.
Yeah.
Too funny. I accused my coworker of his pants when we drove through there earlier.
That has happened, not that, but that's happened sometimes where we've driven through something that had like a little bit of a stank to it, and my wife's like, what'd you do? And I'm like, I didn't. She's like, did you fart? And I'm like, no. Like, roll the window down. She'll roll the window down. Oh, my bad. Sorry.
There it is.
I was like, I'm glad. That's really nice that you think mine are that bad.
Oh, God.
Yeah. All right, we have one more comment.
Maybe it's time everyone checks on a neighbor or two. We've had some very cold months and lives could change instantly.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
That
I hope
got
that's
dark.
Not it. I'm just going to blame the Brussels sprouts.
Much rather think it's Brussels sprouts or that coworker that pooped himself. Let's stay away from the dead bodies. And the... Wow, thanks for making it dark, lady.
Yeah, thanks. Before she passed away, Betty White was known for being a celebrity that loves everyone and everyone loves her back. Well, that's what we thought. But now, a new celebrity has just shared that she wasn't the nice lady that everybody thought that she was, Steve Migs. We're going to tell you what's trending after Beastie Boys.
The Daily Migs Show.
The Daily Migs Show.
You are off and running this morning, Rockaholics, but trying to sort through everything happening in the world of pop culture is a lot. So So we're going to help you out by telling you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
Everybody loved Betty White, right?
Or did they?
Well, as we're learning, there are some people who knew her personally that don't have the same feelings about Betty White that we do. Sally Struthers is one of those individuals who said Betty had a reputation for not being nice behind the scenes. She was on a podcast recently talking about how Betty White fat-shamed her in front of a group of peers.
I didn't have such a great experience with her. Very passive-aggressive woman. We went to her house once to work on a pilot for a new game show. She asked her housekeeper to bring in a plate of whatever to us while we were all sitting and talking. A plate was set in the middle, and it was cookies, I think. So I reached for a cookie, and she said in front of everyone, "Oh, I wouldn't do that if I were you, dear. You don't need a cookie." Totally fat-shamed me in front of the rest of the people in the room. And I thought, gosh, that's not nice.
I was trying to remember who the hell is Sally Struthers, but she was on, like, All in the Family, yes. I guess. And I did not know this when I went on Wikipedia. She's from Portland.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think it's also kind of passive-aggressive to tell the story after she's been gone. You know what I mean? Like, why would you bring this up when she was alive?
Maybe she's just sick and tired of everybody showing love. You know, everybody's just celebrating the great life of Betty White, but she was kind of a jerk to me.
Well... I'm sorry to hear that, Sally, but I still love Betty.
Wow. Even though she's a fat shamer.
I mean, I wasn't there. Maybe she was intoxicated.
You know what the interesting
doesn't
part?
Doesn't it get any nicer?
From Betty White telling you to stop eating cookies. I can't remember which comedian it was, but we had a comic in one time, and Betty White came up, and we were into a commercial break, and like, Betty White's a bitch. And I was like, excuse me, what? And I was like, and they shared a story where they were just like, they did not have a good encounter with Betty White either.
Wow.
So maybe Betty's just not that nice of a... I don't care. I mean, it's not like I was friends with her.
We all got fooled.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed what she did on television, but
absolutely.
Who cares?
I also like how you were like, oh, everyone's singing the praises of Betty White. She died a few years ago. It's not like it's been anything recent and anyone's like, oh, Betty White's amazing anymore.
To be honest, though, I would love if someone would follow me around and slap a cookie out of my hand every time I was trying to have one. That would be great for
Sarah?
Me.
Sarah?
The three of us have no problem slapping things out of your hand.
I can easily do that and be passive-aggressive, too, if you'd like.
You're not. You're aggressive-aggressive.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. You don't beat around the bush. Hey, let's talk about this UK college. It's Nottingham College. They're going viral for what might be one of the dumbest things. It's just, you know what? We always play this drop about farming people.
City folks just don't get it.
I feel like now it's going to be like Gen Xers just don't get it.
No.
Or older people just don't get it. They have a course that's helping their students, again, probably like 18, 19-year-old people, overcome their fear of phone calls.
Oh, no.
They have courses designed to help students overcome what they call telephobia. And here's a career advisor from the college. Her name is Liz, talking about it.
Young people today are brilliant. They want to learn and they want to engage with, you know, applying for work, having an interview online or on a telephone, but they don't have the skills or the confidence to be able to do that. So what we do at Nottingham College is work with students, having identified that this is an area of need, and we run a series of class sessions designed to support students with practicing these skills in a safe space and developing their confidence.
If I was the college, I'd pop quiz these students all the time and call them. If they don't answer, leave a voicemail and say, well, you failed the test. Every time. You're supposed to answer.
I would really love to just see this in action. Just watch a class on phone calls.
I'm sure within a matter of time, there'll be an online course on how to answer phone calls.
I might sign my husband up for it, to be honest.
It's funny because, they say like Gen Z or whatever. And it's like, no, we used to work with a guy who would literally call. And if they like would ask questions to like for takeout, he would hang up because he would get too much anxiety.
Too stressed.
No way.
And for takeout food, not even like an interview.
Yeah, dude. You mentioned your husband.
Seriously, anytime we order any type of takeout, he's always like, babe, will you call them? Will you call them for me?
I am so glad that I can now order online for pickup for a lot of the food that we get. It's mainly because a lot of the places I'll call, English is not their first language. And it gets very difficult after a while. You're just like, there's clearly a disconnect. And I don't know what to say. But if I could go online, type it in, then it's good to go.
I'm such a phone call person. I would take a phone call over texting any day of the week.
Oh, if I see you calling, I probably won't answer. My wife is like your husband, though. we'll be like trying to get takeout, and she'll be like, can you make the call? I'm like, I'm driving right now. She's like, well, can you make the call when we're done driving? I'm like, or you could make the call right now, right? And it wouldn't be that difficult. She's like, I don't want to make the phone call.
Well, and I'm not even going to lie, even just hearing my husband on the phone, like, I don't know, trying to set up an appointment or anything, it is a little painful. It's a little painful. He just overly apologizes for everything. That he's like, can I set up an appointment? I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And they're like, why are you sorry? This is what I'm here for.
Get him enrolled in the online class, Sarah.
I'm going to have to if there is one.
We have one more opportunity for a Rockaholic to hopefully beat Migs today.
No.
Steve has a record of 13 wins, 11 losses, and 2 ties in 2025. And you even played one game on the treadmill this morning, Steve.
And I won it.
You did. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 850.
The Daily Migs Show.